requests. Mr. Stickles.
The first request is from the Indian River Soccer Boosters.
Advance it $250.
Yeah. $500.
Make a motion $250 from Mr. Phillips and Mr. Cole's youth activity. I believe, is that work here?
Or that it's not a school, right?
Well,
youth activity.
Boosters.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Phillips to grant $250 each gentleman from their youth activities fund for any of their soccer boosters, warm-up suits. Questions? Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
I vote yes.
I don't like the sound of this one. Milton Cat Snippers.
Community redevelopment. Reinvestment.
For neutering cats.
What do you want to do? That's what's reinvestment.
Community improvements.
Yeah.
Okay, if that's
$5,000? That's a lot of cats, isn't it?
$3,000.
$3,000.
You have money?
Yes.
Is that
still a lot of money?
You got money, Dave?
Yes.
Watch him.
Can't there be better things to spend it on than cats?
I attempt to say that.
So moved, Mr. President.
Thank Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips to appropriate Milton Cat Snippers $3,000 from the community improvement. Question, Mr. Cole?
I guess.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes.
$5,000 for the Milton Library.
This is Lewis.
Lewis, I'm sorry. Lewis.
Can I,
Rogers?
I can get with Susie after this so I can calculate something. I didn't know this was going to be on.
Okay.
Wait till next week. Put it back on next week. Number four.
They're having a golf tournament there, right, Bob?
Yep.
Yes.
What was the...
You gave $100 last year.
Was it $100? It gets... I'll do the same thing.
Okay.
Would Mr. Phillips want to... You want to get... It's...
Not my
kinda,
district.
Well, it's kind of in the area there, Georgetown. Nice golf course. We get...
Okay, a motion by Mr.
You
Cole
guys are golfers.
To give $100 from this councilmatic grant funding to the annual Indian River Fire Company fundraiser for administrative duties. Questions? I have a second by Mr. Phillips or Mr. Jones. Questions? Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Number five.
Laurel Alumni.
$250 for Mr. Dukes, $250 for Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Dukes to appropriate $250 each from Councilmatic Grant Funding for Laurel Alumni Scholarship Foundation scholarships for graduating seniors. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Number six.
I'd like to make a motion. I give $200.
Can we all go to this?
Huh?
Can we all go?
Yeah.
It is their goal to have the largest ice cream sundae party ever. You hear this, Dan?
That's tomorrow, quarter four.
March
29th. Dan, you come up.
Are you going to buy a boat with
it? Yeah, no. No pizza.
That's Cape Henlopen open, not that Woodbridge.
We do the dessert first before the referendum.
No. No letter sent out.
How much?
$200. You say $200?
Yes.
I want to buy the cherries.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Jones. Second, Mr. Dukes, to appropriate $200 for the Woodbridge School District for administrative assistance with the student party.
Questions? That's tomorrow, Dan, quarter two.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Number seven.
Let me say something about number seven before you vote on it.
Yes, I want to clarify.
Yeah, there's already been one lady who's seems to be upset over it. She's on the internet. CEC is having a baseball camp, and I understand that baseball camps normally cost about $150, $200 for the camp, but they're only charging $50. They're trying to keep costs down to get children involved. They're not holding it at the church. They're holding it at the Boys and Girls Club in Seaford. And CEC is only a sponsor of this. They're having two retired professional baseball players and Telford and somebody else from the Orioles are coming down to conduct the baseball camp. You can see on the agenda every week we give money to all kinds of little leagues and everything else. I don't see where this is a conflict. This is open to...
This is not limited to the congregation.
It's not, no. It's open to everybody in the county. There's already people from Delmar, Laurel, Seaford, Bridgeville, kids who are signed up to go. And it's not congregation, it's not church only. It's for anybody in the county that wants to sign up for $50.
Why don't you give it to the Boys and Girls Club, maybe?
Because they're not the ones sponsoring it. I would. Oh. But, you know.
Well, I mean, they would just pass it through to... Right. It is on their property, so...
Right.
The rule of thumb has been if it's not limited to the congregation, if it's open to the community, it's a community benefit.
It's definitely open to the community.
Sure.
So with that, I'd like to make a motion to give $500 to my... Can I give some sports or youth activity?
Yes.
For my youth activity.
I'll give
$250.
So we got $500 for Mr. Dukes, $200 for Mr. Phillips.
$250 for Phillips. $100 for Jones.
So we got $850. Okay, $850 for a youth baseball camp. Anyone in the entire county is invited to participate. So the Seaford Boys and Girls Club by this CEC. Any questions? And this is from youth activity?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Everybody is yes. Number 8.
Thank you, gentlemen.
What is number 8? Somebody explain that one.
Mr.
Jones? Hmm? Yours. Number 8.
You put it on, Mr. Jones?
Yes, I did. Let's hold it until...
It's for an individual.
Huh?
It's for an individual.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah, but it's down at Salisbury, Mary. I mean,
yeah.
Well, she's a resident of somebody's.
Right.
You want to take it under advisement?
Yeah, let's put it on.
We'll take it under advisement.
Okay, put it back on.
Didn't we give a bunch of money to Katrina?
Yes. Next, we'll have introduction of proposed ordinances, Mr. Griffin.
First, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 to MRRPC, Medium Density Residential District, Residential Plan Community, for a parcel of land in Indian River 100 containing 41.9 acres. It is the application of Burton's Pond Communities, LLC, change of zone 1610. Next, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to MRRPC, Medium Density Residential District, Residential Plan Community, for a certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100 containing 146.68 acres. Change of zones 1611 B&M Property Development, LLC.
I'll introduce it.
Did someone introduce the first one?
Mr. Phillips. Mr. Phillips.
No.
Okay. Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to B1 Neighborhood Business District for a certain parcel of land in Lewis and Rehoboth 100 containing 0.91 acres. It is change of zone 1612. Doreen Lucas.
I introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to C1 General Commercial for a certain parcel of land in Indian River 100 containing 34,386 square feet. Change of zone 1613 Bayshore Plaza 2 LLC.
I'll introduce it.
That's all.
Okay. Additional business?
I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Phillips. Or Mr. Cole, Mr. Kramer's making his way. Come on.
All right, come on.
Take time. We need time.
Yeah, this will be quick. I just, Mr. Sickles, I think you alerted us to some of the issues with LLCs in Dover. We're seeing all these LLCs. We don't know who the principals are. And is it possible that we can start having a policy that we find out who it is? Because
no.
Why not?
So they don't have to disclose. That's a legal question.
I mean, they do it in every other county I know. But I'm just wondering, Newcastle County, Kent County, they do it.
I don't know if that's accurate.
If you want, I'll look into it.
It
would depend on what information the Secretary of State's willing to give us. But I can certainly.
Could you find out? Because with these LLCs, you and I were talking one time. A lot of them are when they're transferring property, they're just selling the LLC, and they're avoiding taxes.
Right.
Transfer tax, which the county benefits from. And
there's state legislation in Dover that's pending. Also, the county assistant attorney is working on an ordinance. We're waiting for the final draft of state legislation to comply that will make LLCs have to pay transfers also.
Okay, so there is something in the works on that. I'm just saying, with LLCs, there seems to be a problem, and everybody's using them now, and it's a way to...
There is also...
We need to find out who's involved in case there's conflicts that we may not know.
Newcastle County is taking the lead on looking at taking the exemption away for first-time homebuyers also on the realty transfer tax, because there appears to be some abuse being taken with that also.
I mean, is our definition of a first-time home buyer the first time this individual's ever purchased a home, or is it the first time they've ever purchased a home in Sussex County?
First time ever.
Purchased ever. A home ever. If they sign that affidavit, if we have people moving into the state 55, 60 years old, and they sign an affidavit saying this is the first time they've ever purchased a home, it's very difficult for us to prove that it isn't. That's one of the problems. And also,
we're not having the problem that Newcastle County is. You're saying?
I'm not saying
and we could
that.
Be having a problem.
We could be having that problem.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to find out. Okay.
And then the other thing is that the intent was back in 92 that the state said, oh, this is a good idea. In the next session, we're going to follow up with our own legislation with that. If it is good for first-time home buyers, it should be good on the state level and county level. They never followed through with it. But also now the seller is taking advantage of it. It used to be a 1.5 for the buyer, but it is not. It's 3/4, 3/4. Right. And the buyer is taking advantage of it.
Okay, Mr. Kramer.
Thank you.
I have nothing, we'll move on.
You could have sat back there and spoke with it.
I know I could have. I guarantee I don't need this microphone to get my voice across or my point across either.
You could stay in Greenwood.
I know I could. But then, you know what? I listened to you on the internet, and guess what? That's one of the best things coming down the pipe. But before I go that right, I want to know about this wellhead. When is the first meeting, and who's on it? And is the council going to show up at the first meeting or second meeting or all of them?
And when you said the wellhead, do you mean the wellhead Protection Committee or something?
I don't believe the council's going to be at any of them. That's their prerogative. I mean, obviously anybody can.
They recommend
it. And I thought the first meeting is tomorrow, but Mr. Couts is in a meeting in Dover today.
So you don't know when it's going to be?
I believe it's 1 o'clock tomorrow.
And when am I supposed to find out?
Right now, 1 o'clock tomorrow. Yes.
I just want to know who else is on the committee.
Sam Wilson.
Keep naming them.
Burt Messick, R.C. Willem, or my two.
I don't know who else, who that is.
Mike Tyler.
Farm Bureau.
Mike Tyler, Mabel Granke. Which one of the Bakers, Alan or Wayne?
Wayne Baker.
Wayne Baker.
Who you got on besides
Johnson
me?
And, Marty Ross.
Somebody from Bethany was, Bethany Beach's city.
Dan Burdett.
Somebody, whatever, yeah.
How many are they, 10?
10.
10.
Yeah, we'll get along real good.
That's what's really.
And you're on it?
Yes.
Who put you on it?
Mr. Jones.
First thing I know, my name popped up there and they said, you're on it.
There's in the paper. There you go.
Don't
be late.
I got to protect the farmer. Let me tell you what. One thing I want. Oh, by the way, I want to know, is this thing going to be on when we're here?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is a serious
that might not be good.
Right?
That might not be good, but I will tell you, I like this system. Why? Because guess what? Now everybody out there, and I definitely don't need the newspapers or anybody, no offense, and I particularly don't need the TV crews, because now this is all recorded. And remember that, it's recorded. You be going on the internet, and anybody can look up, and boys, you guys make a mistake, and guess what? Somebody's going to beat down your throats in a heartbeat. So you better take some advice from your attorney and get it straight. Because if you don't, he's going to get zammed for not getting you guys straight. So when he speaks, you better start listening. That's a fact.
We listen to you, Dan.
I'm going
to
leave then.
Bob, I have Mr. Brady, I got one other follow-up question on that.
Yes.
Now the things are going to be archived. So somebody who wants to review it.
We want to work this out. Bruce, what will happen is that you will be able to go back to your office 2 o'clock in the afternoon and re-listen to this.
Okay, that's not happening.
Wait, we have an afternoon session. The DISC is not going to go up to IT until after the meeting.
Right. We're not doing it yet. We're not. We will announce when we're going to start archiving this. But eventually what will happen is that...
They're probably going to have to wait until the next day, though.
Right, right. But when we're ready, these will be... It'll probably be... We want to do this for a month to make sure we get it right. But these will be archived, so you will be able to go back for months and years eventually.
Okay, so an individual, like say, at a public hearing on a land use issue,
right?
Now then, the opposition or even the applicant can go back and not have to get a come
transcript.
In and listen to a tape and all that stuff.
Right.
They can do it now via the internet.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right. Okay, so that will save and make access much greater.
Right.
To
you can
more
get a
people.
CD of it.
So anybody can. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Mr. Dukes.
We're thinking about
I got
maybe.
Subject.
Okay.
Can I stay on that subject for a second? Mr. Griffin, if there are court cases that come up as a result of testimony, will the information be admissible? Will the recordings be admissible? Do we have to have any disclaimers?
Are you talking about during a land use application hearing?
Whatever. A chancery court case
would use these. They would still require
a
transcript.
Okay.
And a transcript would be, you know, a typed version of what's being said, but it would include everything that's said during that land use hearing.
And how about, I mean, just a bizarre situation where things were said that, for whatever reason, were part of a court case aside from a land use hearing. Everything's admissible. I know, you know, you can't record somebody secretly, I don't think, and that can be admissible. You almost have to declare that you're being recorded, but everything here is public, admissible in court. You better watch what you say.
Everything's on the public record.
You'll have Kenny Rogers late at night selling these.
Get
the best of the county council.
Mr. Dukes, I've had a couple calls, and I'll bring this up under additional business. It wasn't on the agenda. So, Dan, I guess that's legal.
As long as we're not voting on it.
We're not voting on anything. I've had a couple calls recently where our county is requiring a certified seal on any house over 5,000 square feet. And the reason I bring this up is the one that called me, he does a lot of drawing for Kent County and also a lot in Sussex County. And he said the other day he drew a house in Kent County. It was 13,500 square feet, does not require a seal. But Sussex County requires a seal of anything over 5,000 feet. So I talked to building code, and they're not quite sure where this came from. And, of course, you all know that the size of houses today, it doesn't take much of a house for 5,000 feet. There's a lot of those being drawn. And I'm wondering if we should – I think the problem is our county is not clearly defined what is included in it 5,000 square feet. When I talked to them down there, they said, well, we don't include the basements if they're unfinished. We don't include porches, things like this. I think we need to very clearly define what's in that calculation, and maybe we need to consider maybe the building code should look at it as a recommendation, and maybe we should either raise the 5,000 square feet or clearly define so that it's not – there's some inconsistency going on without getting specific. I know it has happened recently. So I don't know where I should go with this, but it is a problem with draftsmen who are drawing this. I mean – they all have computers now who are much more sophisticated, and you know, they can draw, and the computers will pick up any glitches and so forth, you know. I don't know, and I've said something to a couple of councilmen. I don't know if there's any feeling on this, if we should
it's
look
into it.
It's
a seal you're talking about?
Yeah.
Are the people drawing the plan not engineers or architects? Or
that's correct. That's correct. They have a CAD system, but they aren't certified. You know, they don't have an engineer seal, you know.
Well, if we are requiring a seal, it's probably being requested as a protection to the county that if this is drawn by somebody who has the qualifications to say the house is properly engineered, then they can't come back on the county. Otherwise, the county has got to do due diligence to a non-certified plan to see that it's...
I guess anybody can afford a 5,000 square foot house, Dale can afford to seal.
But the problem does lie within definitions, because Mr. Dukes just referenced that he was told that basements were not included. I called down the building code and they said basements were included. So, I mean, there is.
All's it,
Sounds like something that we ought to have building code Van come here and speak to you about and maybe follow up from there.
And I mean, in this particular case where it was brought to my attention, they had an unfinished basement, they had an unfinished upstairs. They only had like 1,300 square feet of living space, but yet because you add up all those unfinished areas, all of a sudden they're
still 5,100 part of the structure.
Square feet or something, and it really is... You know, it was a modest house, yet they're going to probably have to spend an extra $1,000 for a seal.
All right, Mr. Tiggles.
This can be resolved very easily. I'll have Mr. Milligan appear before the council.
There you go.
And tell you what his definition is, and then the council tells him.
But be concerned that this definition of unfinished is just to get the house through this process and avoid some fees, because as soon as you get done, they come back and finish them off.
Well,
they get a building permit then again.
No, I know, but most of them aren't getting building permits. They're putting up some drywall or painting a cellar, and even in their second floor in a Cape Cod. You're not seeing those kind of building permits.
This one, Mr. Cole, happened the other day. It's just a square box, like 28 by 48, with a full basement and a living area on the first floor, and the second floor is a over top. And now, they could get around this if they wanted to by not putting any access to the upstairs
Why would they want to get around it?
They don't want to. They want to do it legally. But I'm saying this is how they can get around the code. But they don't want to do that. I mean, they could just put no access to the upstairs till after get their CO, and then go in and put stairs and door and everything else to go upstairs and finish it off. But we shouldn't be making people do that. We should be doing it the correct way. And that's what I'm saying, you know, we need to be consistent. And I know that we aren't, because one was approved a couple months ago.
I will get Mr. Milligan here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, put him on.
Yes, Mr. Tiggles.
While everyone is here and while everyone has their calendar, would you want to meet with the Planning and Zoning Commission, have a workshop on the land use plan?
In the morning.
Mm-hmm. On Wednesday, April 12th.
Are we off on Tuesday or something?
In the evening.
April 12th, what day? Tuesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Wednesday after the Tuesday evening meeting at the West Complex, like we did with the board adjustment.
Night.
5:30.
What do you got?
West Complex, 5:30 on the 12th dinner meeting with PNZ, like we did before, years ago.
Right. What day?
The day after.
Wednesday.
12th. We have a night meeting the night before, and the next night would be...
It's just, when...
You can't find a Tuesday that has an afternoon open?
Mm-mm.
Not, and get them in?
Like
I don't
night
think
meetings.
So.
We like night meetings.
I mean, if you want to do it that way, we can do that, but I don't know if you'll get them.
Schedule it. And before we close, I see that we have some guests in the audience this morning. Is they from the school, or... Anybody want to speak for you while you're here? Tell us why you're here.
What, were you bad? Were you being punished?
You just showed up. I mean, Mr. Tickles normally knows what our guests are here for. Anybody want to say?
If you give Miss Griffith your address or let her know, she'll let you know when the minutes are done, and you can get the minutes of the meeting and see if the minutes reflect what happened.
What school are you from? Delaware Tech. What classes? I mean, political science?
Where do you live? Do you know who your councilmen are?
Is he taking journalism?
Do you know where you live?
No.
Yes, I live close.
There you go.
All your instructors are right out here, so there you go. Thank you for coming. Hope you enjoyed it. Robin, to get you some minutes. And then I'll entertain a motion to recess until 1:30 when we have public hearings. We have 5 scheduled this afternoon.
So move.
Aye.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips to recess until 1:30. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Dinner.
So carried.
Build the mic.